It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Majority Democrats in the state legislature pushed through a transportation package during the session that raises some fees drivers must pay by as much as 400%. It also doesn't include needed projects in several parts of the state outside of the central Puget Sound region. Senator Curtis King is the ranking Republican on the Senate Transportation Committee. He says Republicans weren't consulted.
Transportation for decades has been a nonpartisan area, and this bill makes it partisan. This bill makes it very partisan. There has been absolutely no Republican input in this bill. We can do better, Mr. President. We should do better. We could have worked on this together. We could have developed a responsible proposal. That did not happen, and I am very, very disappointed. Let's go back and do this the right way. Let's do this the nonpartisan way, and let's bring a proposal here that we all can support.
Democrats didn't seem interested in that, so King developed his own transportation proposal.
We believe we have come up with a plan that's sustainable, that helps us address almost every problem that we have in this state. It allows us to move forward, but it does it without raising taxes. It does it without raising fees. We don't add any additional bonding. This is a very serious effort to try and show that it can be done in a fair and reasonable way. And when you look at the funding that is available in the operating budget, now is the time to do this because there are billions of dollars available, so that the impact to the operating budget will be minimal.
Senate Republican Leader John Braun says they propose using motor vehicle sales tax proceeds to fund transportation.
So the tax you pay on your cars and trucks will go to providing a modern transportation system now and in the future. This isn't something that's just proposed last week. We've been talking about this. Our caucus has been talking about it for about 4 or 5 years. And frankly, we didn't invent the idea. The idea has been around for a while. Right now in our history, it is increasingly obvious this is the right time to do it. We are in the right position budget-wise, and that's a combination of, frankly, a strong economy, but also some changes that are occurring now and will occur over the next 5 years in the budget where we finish up paying down our unfunded liability on pensions. We can absolutely afford to do this right now. And we are building support a little bit at a time, and we want to continue to advocate for what we believe is a much better solution for a modern transportation system that is truly affordable by all Washingtonians.
King's package includes nearly everything in the Democrats' plan and adds projects in parts of the state that were seemingly ignored by the majority. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC, on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus, and on Instagram at WasSenRepublicans. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.